Hello.
Hello. Hi, am I speaking to Chip?
Yes, I'm having a really hard. I'm very sorry, but I'm having a hard time when I try and send. I downloaded those two things, and then I filled them out. I filled them out, and when I go to send it to your email, it says my AOL server can't. It won't send it. So
It
then when
won't.
I try and send it.
Can
My
you
message
confirm me
here.
the email address that you're trying to send it on?
Ella.James@penguinbookwriter.com, and then stop.
Bookwriters.com, correct?
Okay, all right. Let me try that again. I'm just having a very hard time with this, Mike.
I completely understand. Don't worry, Chip. How about I send you an email while we're on the call, and you can. Did you receive my email to the link to the portal?
Yeah, I did do that. Let me get back to that and
Or what you
okay.
can do is you can click on that email in which I sent you the link. You need to click on Reply All. It's on the top.
Okay, let me try that email. Okay, here we go. All right,
Fine.
I have here's the email that the warm welcome on board. Okay? Welcome on board. Okay, so then I click on book editing services, that and fill it out again.
No. Are you on the portal?
No, I had what I downloaded. I downloaded those things, so I'm not on the portal right now. Let
You're
me
not, okay, you're not on the portal right now, correct?
right. Let me
Okay.
I'm trying to
That's all right, Chip. Just
okay.
open your email on which I sent you the link, okay? Let me know once you
Okay.
open the email.
Okay, is this the one where you have the two attachments there?
Yeah.
Okay. It says welcome on board. Is that the one?
You are opening this in your email?
Yeah.
Okay, I
Okay,
want you to.
welcome on board.
No, not this email. I want you to open the email where I sent you the link to the portal.
All right, let me. Yeah, you want me to do that on my computer or on the phone?
Wherever your emails are logged in, sir, you just need to click on the email where I sent you the link to the portal a few minutes ago. And once you open that email, you can let me know and we will proceed further.
Okay, can I put you on FaceTime and so you can see my computer?
Sorry?
Can I put you on FaceTime so you can see my computer and tell me what to do?
That would be, I don't have FaceTime at the moment, sir, right now.
Oh.
That's the problem. So
All right.
if you just open the email, I can guide you the steps over the phone call. Don't worry.
All right, let me go back and start with my. Don't let me
Okay.
check my email.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
No, it's completely all right, sir. Take your time. It's all right.
All right. Okay, let me check. Is that old mail or is the thing? Okay, was that the link to the portal? Okay, here we are. Okay, I've got the link to the portal now.
Okay, so
So
are you on the portal now?
it says the link. So I'll click on that thing,
Okay, you don't
and
need
it
to
has.
click on the portal, okay? You don't click on the link of the portal. Just open the email And once you do that, do you see the option to reply all anywhere on the top?
Right on my, it says activity and it has.
Okay, you're on the portal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you see the option for messages anywhere?
No. It says, there's four things. It says welcome on board, and then it says book editing services, book cover design, and then added a project, chip box.
Okay, can you click on welcome on board?
Okay, all right. Okay, there it is, okay.
Now do you see the message?
Hello, chip. All right, okay, I'll click on that.
Perfect.
It says welcome on board the two attachments.
Perfect. Do you see the option to add reply?
What?
Do you have the message open which says, hello, Chip, hope this email finds you well and a warm welcome on board. Do you see that message, sir?
No, the only ones I see are the book cover design doc and the book editing doc.
Okay. Do you see welcome on board as well?
Yes, I see that.
Okay. Can you click on welcome on board?
Okay, all right. So this is... Hope this email finds you well and a warm welcome.
Perfect. Now, you have the whole message. Now, do you see an option to add reply on the bottom of the attachments?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Click on that.
Okay.
Once you do that, you're going to get a pop-up to type your message, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to write, hello, Ella, anything like that. Okay?
Okay.
Then you're gonna go more. Then you're gonna go more below, and you're gonna see the option to attach a file. Do you see that?
Yeah. Okay.
Just click on attach a file, and then you're gonna get more options to add files or select from existing files.
Okay. Which one should I do?
Click on add files.
Okay.
Okay. All then right. It's gonna. Take you to the documents that are in your laptop or in your PC, and from there you're going to select the files, select the questionnaire that you filled in, okay?
Okay. It's taking me to pictures, Chip.
Do you remember where did you save your files? Was it in the downloads? Was it in the desktop? Where did you save it?
It was in a down. Let me try download.
Okay, click on downloads, and you might find it over there.
Oh my goodness! I'm so sorry. I'm just very stupid.
No, it's all right, Chip. It's completely fine. Trust me. It takes a little bit of time, but you do get hang of it. So don't worry.
Okay. It's hard for me to. Applications, desktop. Let me try those documents. Let me try.
Click on downloads. I'm sure you will be able to find it over there.
All right. Hold on. Let me go back again.
Mm-hmm.
Download. Let me. Oh my God. So I'm getting nervous here.
Just take your time. It's all right.
Okay, download. It doesn't give you a date or anything on these things. It just.
Yeah, I'm sure that you must have it in your downloads. And once you click on the files, you're going to click on the files and open them, okay? You must see an option to open them. Did you find the files, though?
I've got a whole lot. I've got so many downloads on here that I don't know what is which.
Okay. Okay. How about can you open the documents separately on your laptop? Okay. Just open the files. Where you have your questionnaires downloaded, your filled in questionnaires, okay?
Okay. How do I get there? Let me, on my desktop, okay, let me, recent, let me look under recent.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, book cover design and book cover, okay.
Okay, now all you're right. going to click on that and open
okay.
these files, okay?
Okay, how do I open it? It says, I have it under files next to, where, right above where it says add files.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And I'm clicking, it, attach a file.
Uh-huh. Were you able to get the file?
I have book cover design doc, and then like I click on it, nothing's happening.
Okay, you've got to click on it and then open. You must see the option to open or cancel, right, on the bottom of the pop up that you're getting.
Post your reply. Is that it? Post.
Yeah, you have the file open.
Okay. Book cover design. There it is. Upload.
Yes. Once you add the book cover design and the editing questionnaire, I've got the book cover design questionnaire. Now you have to add.
You got it.
Yes, I got it.
The other.
Now you have to add the other one. And then attach it over here.
Okay, I have to get back to. How do I get? Let me go back to where I was.
Okay.
Again, you get, scroll
down.
Okay.
Scroll down, and you're going to see the option to add reply. Okay.
Okay, book editing services. Okay.
Got it.
And then up. Okay. Okay. Oh my God! Where'd that go?
Where did what go?
The other file. You got the one. I'm trying to send you the other one now.
Mm-hmm.
And let me. Oh, okay. I have to find it now. Okay. I need to go back to. All right. Let me go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Book editing service. Okay. So, upload new version or is that add file?
Mm-hmm.
Did you
add
get
files.
It?
Not
you got
yet.
It?
Not yet.
You didn't get it?
Did you attach it?
Okay. Okay, I'm opening it, and my options, who should be notified? Let's see, select people.
You can select my name.
Okay. Okay, everybody on the project. And then update, okay. And then my options. Okay. I have you as a follower,
mm-hmm.
And I clicked your name. I put your. Okay. Now I have to get out of there and go somewhere else, right?
Now, once you select the file, you're gonna type a message and send the and click on post your reply.
Jesus. I have ghost editing services on my thing now.
Okay, perfect. Now you have to type a message once again, like anything. It could be anything, and then post your reply. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. It's sending me a blank one now. I already filled one of these out.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to fill.
The book cover design is also empty. Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Let me see this here. I have. Okay, I have the one that I filled out. Now, how do I share that with you? How can I send that to you?
Can you open the files that you have filled in? Like, can you open them separately?
Okay, can I share it with your email?
Yes, you can share it with me on the email. Again, open the email where I sent you the link to the portal.
All right, let me try this. Okay, Ella James. Here we go.
Just
and
click on the...
When I try and send it this way, it tells me my AOL server won't do it. It says, cannot send message using server AOL.
Okay, let's try this once again, okay, Chip? Now, click on the email where I sent you the link of the portal, okay?
All right, let me go back and get rid of this. Oh, sorry.
All right,
hold on. Click on the link. Let me go back. Okay. Downloaded that. I have to fill it out. I should fill this out right again.
Do you have the fill one saved in your laptop?
I have it saved in my laptop, but my AOL won't send it.
Let's try this once again together. If it doesn't go through, then we'll figure out something else. Don't worry.
All right, I have to fill this out again real quick.
Okay, how about in the meantime, I make you speak to the designer, and you can let him know your vision of board that you have for your book cover, okay?
Okay.
And then you can try to attach the files once again. If you still face difficulty doing that, what we can do is, Chip, I can ask you the questions over the phone call, and then we can attach... then I can type in all of the details in the questionnaire and send it to the designers and the team. How about that?
Okay, I'm so sorry. I really am.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Don't be sorry. It's completely fine. Sometimes it does happen, and I completely agree with you. Sometimes this portal can be a little difficult to handle. So it's all right. Don't worry. How about I transfer your call to the designer right now? Once you speak to him,
okay,
then we can move ahead with the remaining questionnaires. How about that? Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Just stay with me online while I'll be transferring your call to my colleague, okay? Are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Just give me a minute, okay?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hey Chip, how are you doing?
Well, I'm not doing so well because my computer skills suck and I'm having a hard time just doing the basic stuff. So I apologize for any of those things. So, but, all right, how are you? And what's your name?
My name is David.
David, nice to meet you, David.
Same to you, Chip. So,
okay.
Please tell me, where are you having trouble? What's the problem?
Yeah, I'm not very smart with computers. I'm a little older, and I never really.
That's totally fine. Not everyone is very familiar with the technologies. That's totally okay.
So, basically, you want to know about my cover design, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Well, basically, I'll tell you what the premise of my book is. Mm-hmm. It takes place around 1990 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And the book is about this wealthiest man in America, and they buy up 24,000 acres along the Monongahela River where the old Homestead steel plant was, and they're going to build a huge park with research
mm-hmm.
facilities and entertainment facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And because this is right after the closing of the steel mills, so and basically he wants to show that Pittsburgh can be reborn through, you know, after the steel mills close, this medicine and technology is going to take over Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I was wanting to show was, like, at the bottom of the page would be like maybe a small picture of the Homestead plant and like on fire and ashes. And then a hard head steel worker reaching
mm-hmm.
up on the, and then like reaching up and being kind of lifted out of the ashes by a doctor on one side and a robot on the other side. Basically, AI and medicine is taking over Pittsburgh. And then, like, above that, above the ashes and the hard hat, maybe have a picture of, like, a downtown Pittsburgh in the background, like the point there. And then I would like it. The name of the book is Steel Heaven. And I would like that to be in black, yellow, and white, the letters.
All right, black, yellow, and white.
Yes. Because that's kind of the Pittsburgh colors. Anyway, that's kind of my idea of what I was, something
mm-hmm.
like that. So in other words, you know, the robot, which is AI, and medicine is kind of lifting Pittsburgh back up out of the ashes of the death of like the rising of a phoenix bird.
All right, and Chip, what's the name of the book?
Steel Heaven.
Sorry?
S-T-E-E-L.
Steel?
Steel. S-T-E-E-L.
S-T-E-E-L. Steel.
Steel. Like
I'm sorry,
iron,
can you,
steel?
Can you please, like, use the phonics? It's S as in Sam.
S, T as in Thomas.
Uh-huh.
E as in Edward.
Mm-hmm.
E as in Edward, L as in letter.
Uh-huh.
And then heaven, like up in the sky.
All right. Steel Heaven, right?
Yep.
Got it here. And what's the category of the book?
It's fiction novel.
Fiction novel?
Yeah.
All right. And do you have any reference designs?
Do I have any designs? No, I don't
yeah,
have
any. Yeah, any references from any books or anywhere else?
Well, no, on the internet there's pictures of the homestead plant, and then there's pictures of downtown Pittsburgh.
All right, and who's the audience for your book?
Adult readers. I mean, I don't know.
Adults.
I guess anybody, any adult.
Uh-huh, got it.
Anybody,
yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, please go ahead.
I guess anybody is, I don't know how, you guys know more about that than me, but I guess any adult who wants to read a fiction novel.
All right, perfect. And what's the size of the book?
She told me be about 172 pages somewhere
no,
around there.
No, yeah,
oh,
that's
the
page count. I'm asking about the size. Like you want the
size
standard
is,
size or
standard
do you have any specific
size,
yeah. Standard? So it's going to be 6x9?
Yes, I guess that would be it.
All right then. So yeah, that's pretty much, that's all what I need. Yep, that's all I want. So if you have anything else you want to add for the book cover, you can let me know.
Okay, all right. You're going to send me samples and stuff?
Sure, it will take
okay.
At least 4 to 5 business days. Then
oh,
I will share the samples with Ella, and she will share it with you.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Chip, so thank you so much for your time. Take care of yourself. It was
okay.
Really nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.